your expectation was for the defense to go from the worst that they were in 2012 to the best. Now, obviously, you had your injury, but your teammates got it done and were for a top-five defense. Do you carry those same sentiments into this year that you can be the top defense in the league?
I mean, it's the same guys. So, I mean, yeah, you would have to say that. You'd have to say that this year we just finished top five. You'd like to be number one. And then that's in every aspect, you know, run, pass, you know, third down, fourth down, everything like that. And I think that this is the group that can do it. You know, the coaches, everybody's focused on the same goals. And I think this training camp is picked up pretty good. You know, guys haven't lacked anything. So I'm looking forward to getting out there, and I think we should be a number one defense.
How long of a wait was this for you based on what happened last year?
It felt like 10 years. It's been a long time coming. I'm glad to just be back out here in pads and, you know, feeling, you know, healthy again, being able to run around and hit with my teammates.
How healthy?
Healthy enough.
Healthy enough. I mean, do you feel like you're ready to compete for a spot in the rotation? Do you feel like starting is still an option? Is still a goal?
I mean, all you can do is get out there and play football. All that other stuff is up to other people. All I can do is get out there and try to put the best football I can put on film, and whether that leads to a starting job or a rotational job or special teams job, who knows? You know, all I can do is try to do the best that I can do to my abilities.
I think you were talking about it earlier, just the mental versus the physical challenges of returning from an injury. Again, if I'm right, the first time you've had a major injury like this, what's it been like?
It's been rough. I mean, it's depressing and sad. You're angry. And at all the same time, none of that gets you healed faster. So you just kind of turn your focus towards, you know, rehabbing and stuff like that. And now that the physical rehab is basically over, you're out there in the mental part, you know, being reckless and flying around, making plays and not worrying about if somebody's going to hit you in the knee or this is going to happen, you're going to get cut. I mean, those plays happen in football, and you just got to get out there and be a football player again.
Victor, we were talking to Rob Ryan a couple of days ago, and he said he's looking forward to you getting real game action, especially seeing you getting after the opposing quarterback. And just comment on considering what the Saints did last year, one of the best pass rushing teams, almost 50 sacks. Do you think you can add to that? And do you have a goal maybe to get double-digit sacks yourself?
I mean, all personal goals aside, I just want to get out there and help my teammates. And whether that's getting out there as a rotational guy, starter, or special teams guy, you got to feel like as a player and as an individual competitor, you can get out there and add, you know, to the betterment of your team. And that's what I'm looking to do. Get out there, you know, work hard and add to the team.
Did last year's injury change your perspective how you look at football now?
What do you mean?
In terms of, you know, any day it could be cut short.
Oh, no. I've always seen that. I mean, being in this league, you understand the business aspect too. People come and go. Injuries happen. Guys are tremendous players and cut down day one training camp. It happens all the time. And that's why, I mean, it's such a hard grind. I think that a lot of people don't understand how tough it is, you know, mentally and physically off the field for you. I mean, you suffer an injury. Yeah, you're done playing football, but that weighs on you the rest of the year when you're at home, you know, when you're walking your dog, when you're having dinner with your fiance or your wife, you know, relating to your family and stuff like that. That stuff carries over. And so it is tough.
What was the good and bad of watching Junior have a breakout season and, you know, Paris comes on the team and makes an impact too?
Where was the bad? I mean, we went and won two playoff games. I didn't see any bad in it. I mean, those guys played tremendous football. They're tremendous football players. And when you look at it, I mean, they helped the team win two playoff games. And, I mean, we almost had a Super Bowl run. And so I looked at it as great. I was a fan first, and I was happy. And you got to appreciate the efforts of your teammates. And those guys played tremendous football.
To answer your question, I was guessing the bad would be, well, you couldn't be there to help contribute. I was guessing.
Yeah, that's anytime you can't get on the field, it's bad. But when you got players like that, you got Curtis Loftons and Cam Jordans and Keem Hicks and guys like that going out there and playing good football, I mean, I'm a teammate first, you know, an individual second, and it was just great to see my team shine like that.
You mentioned Lofton and Hawthorne in the middle. Do you see a special connection, those two?
Yeah, I mean, those guys are fearless, man. I mean, and they're smart. I mean, you got two fearless, smart middle linebackers. I mean, they're, to me, one of the best tandems in the league, you know, as far as athleticism and speed and just know-how and knowledge of the game. I mean, I don't think there's two guys that are better than those guys.
When you Victor, saw Rob, Ryan, Rob getting on those guys, like he did today, getting on the defensive line. You've seen that at another stop before. What's it like when you see him getting on guys like that?
I think that when you got special guys like that, you expect them to be special all the time. So when they're just average or when they're just good and you know they can be great, you have to get on them. You can't let them slack, and that's all it was.
Rob Ryan's believed in you for a long time. What's he meant to you, and did he help you through this process of not playing last year, or any talks he had with you? Or?
I mean, everybody on the staff has just been really helpful. I mean, teammates, you know, down to Mickey Loomis and Kai, everybody's just been real supportive and, you know, trying to help me bounce back and get out here and play some football again.
Have you had time to think about what that first preseason game is going to, you know, the first game back, what that's going to be like for you? What's going to feel like?
Not at all. I mean, I've been taking camp one day at a time, man. Just, I mean, like I said, it's, I haven't been in pads in almost 18 months. Yeah. So, I mean, 2 Januarys ago pretty much. So it feels good to just be back in pads again. And I'm going to take it one day at a time, you know, training. You treat each training camp day like a game. And when we finally get to that first preseason game, you know, hopefully, you feel good, you feel fluid and everything, you know, back instincts and stuff are back and you're just able to cut it loose and play football again.
Working out in the gym, physical therapy, get boring?
Oh, yeah. But you know that the end goal and the end result is what's going to pay off for you. So you got to put in those long hours of rehab. But, I mean, it sucked. I had a lot of, you know, bringing coffee and donuts to the trainers and equipment staff because you're the first guy there in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm glad that those days are over and now it's back to just playing football.
Victor, one more thing about Rob. You know, one day he may be a head coach in this league. What kind of head coach do you think he would be?
One that wins games. I mean, he's a great head coach. I mean, he understands, you know, how to work guys and, you know, when to taper off. And, I mean, his schemes are good. And so I see him being a winning coach. I mean, like a Belichick, like a Sean Payton, like those guys, man.
Also, just last question. The priority and more takeaways this year. You talked about being a number one defense. It's amazing. Last year you guys were top five and not having a lot of takeaways. Just talk about that priority in this camp and turning that number around.
I mean, even last year we made it a priority to, you know, to stress taking the ball away. And I think that guys have, even more so this year, got on top of that. You know, guys are punching the ball away, whether it's an incomplete pass, picking it up and running with it, or, you know, an interception, fumble, anything like that. Guys are trying harder to create turnovers, and it's becoming more of a, you know, a conscious effort. It's like second nature now.